This Sunday, Crow's Nest is set to burst into colour and creativity for the next edition of Crow's Nest Fest. Crow's Nest Festival returns bigger and better than ever. Located along Crow's Nest Main Street, this free, family-friendly celebration will take over the village with the theme Connection, Culture and Creativity. Streets and laneways will come alive with entertainment, delicious eats, markets and vibrant community spirit, making it one of the biggest celebrations for the villages has yet to seen. Festival Director Joe Ellen Henderson joins me now on 2SER. Good morning, Jo Ellen. How are you?
Good morning, Eva. I'm great, and thanks for having us.
Of course, no worries at all. This year's theme is Connection, Culture and Creativity. How does that theme influence the festival's entertainment and curation this year?
In a big way. It says a lot about our community. We are very a close community. We love connecting. Part of what Crow's Nest Main Street does is to try and introduce creativity and culture into the feel of the festival. So, you know, we thought it an apt name and an apt, strategy for growing, you know, how the festival develops over the years.
And there's going to be over 200 market stalls featuring, as I've said, gourmet food and wine, art, fashion, jewellery, sustainable products, with so many options. Can you tell us about some standout stores?
Oh, wow.
It's pretty hard, I know.
How do I do that? I don't know where to start.
Is there maybe any that are returning from previous years that you're looking forward to seeing again?
We do have many stores that return, and I love to see that because I love the fact that they love being at our festival. They feel it's, you know, good value for them. They get a great crowd, and you know, that always happens. But we also do try to introduce new people every year, because as much as we like our people to come to the event, hoping to see, you know, their favourites there again, we also want to introduce lots of new things. So, yeah, you know, we get way more than double the people applying. Even this morning I woke up and there was somebody asking if they could apply for the festival. Our applications went in February, and double the numbers, and so we have to cull everybody very carefully, and it's really difficult because so many good people that miss out. But you know, we try to keep it a good balance of as something for everybody, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. And I always find that food is quite a festival highlight for myself.
I was going to talk about food. Yeah, it's kind of like another thing again, isn't it? So apart from you know all the variety of stalls, there is so much variety of food. I mean, apart from all the local businesses that will be open on the day and with their special offerings on the day, we have everything you can think of, basically.
Wonderful. It sounds like I'll have to be there. And the opening of the new Crow's Nest Metro Station is quite a game changer for this festival. How do you expect this to impact the attendance and accessibility for the festival?
Well, we have been waiting for this for over a year, so I'm sure that everybody is aware that it did open just pre the festival last year. And we were so disappointed when it was closed for maintenance that weekend. So, yeah, I've basically spent the whole year, you know, campaigning and keeping in contact with Metro, Sydney Metro and Transport, and just to confirm that we were on their calendar and that it was such an important day. Every year we get extra numbers. We got over 50,000 last year.
Wow.
And part of me, I'm terribly excited about the Metro being open. It will be a game changer for us. There will be a lot of people. I'm expecting a lot of people, and I'm hoping that there will be a lot of people enjoying the crowds. We've actually included a few extra chill zone areas this year because I think people will need to kind of, you know, break away a little bit and be able to sit down and relax. I think that's something that people will appreciate. Apart from, you know, getting off the main closed street areas into the local businesses, that's a little, you know, chill out zone as well for everybody. So I think we've covered it. I think we are prepared, and we're looking forward to what's looking to be the perfect spring day as well.
Yes, it's going to be beautiful weather, 24 and sunny. There's no reason not to attend. And as this festival continues to grow, what's your sort of vision for the future of Crow's Nest Fest?
My vision, I mean, I feel like I have a responsibility, you know, with the team to make this festival bigger and better every year. We probably are restricted by space. We have so many ideas of what we can bring to the festival. It's just what we can fit in. I know this will change over the years as well. You know, everybody is also aware of so many developments that are happening, which does create new spaces for us. I mean, the fact that the Metro was opening encouraged us to expand the footprint last year, you know, into some extra streets. And, you know, being aware of so many developments around the area, I think that will help change that as well. I'm excited to, you know, keep on, you know, seeing how it can grow and develop.
Absolutely. There you have it. With a blend of local flavour, creativity and community spirit, the Crow's Nest Fest is set to be an unforgettable day that everyone of all ages will enjoy this Sunday. Jo, Ellen, thank you so much for joining me on 2SER this morning. I look forward to seeing you on Sunday.
Awesome. Call out to me. I look forward to seeing you and great to be on your show. Thanks, Eva.
No worries. Thank you. And of course, if you're in need of more information, head to crows/nest.com.au for more information there.